This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Good morning, everyone. I'm Rich Bradbury. This is Enterprise, of course. I'm in the studio today with...
Arvini Braj.
And over there on the other side of the desk today is Christine Wong. Say hello, Christine.
Hola.
We're going to be with you for the next couple of hours or so. And, of course, it's the last working day before the long weekend. Mm-hmm. Everybody is really looking forward to a break, of course. But continuing our theme and looking and hearing from our voices of SMEs, today we've got Curlec to start off with. They were founded in 2017 with the vision of providing the direct debit payment system to SMEs that have been traditionally underserved by banks. They facilitate transactions by intermediating between the buyers, the sellers, and their banks, making the process of administering bank-to-bank payments incredibly easy.
Yeah, so they are working to help mitigate the current impact by offering businesses, especially SMEs, the ability to scale up the operations and transform their payment ecosystem with with their online payment solutions. We managed to catch up with their co-founder and CEO, Zach Liu, to find out just what impact the MCO has had on their business and what they plan to do now that the cashless seems to be going mainstream. So Zach, how was business before the MCO? Like, what had the client uptake rate been like?
So business before the MCO was going good. We were growing month on month, on average, in around 20%, based on sort of the metrics we really measure ourselves against, such as transaction value, transaction volume, revenue, obviously. And from that perspective, very good. And we're picking up merchants on a month-to-month basis and growing well. In saying that as well, when we take last month, March, which was pretty much split down the middle, half MCO, half non-MCO, again, we had a record month. So I think from that perspective, very well. I think on top of that, we hit some major milestones in sort of our timeline. We're still a pretty young company, which is 2 years old. We secured a round of financing towards the end of last year, early this year, from a VC, from a well-renowned VC. So I think from that perspective, pre-MCO, business was going very well.
And how have things been changing in your industry over the past few months? And how has the MCO and global lockdowns accelerated any of these changes?
So we obviously sit in the fintech space, particularly payments is the particular niche of the fintech space that we sit in and on. And obviously, a lot of the rhetoric and the chat has been around going cashless, getting consumers to go cashless, getting businesses to go cashless. And I think, pre COVID-19 and pre MCO, things were progressing. You saw various payment options, whether that be e-wallets, payment gateways, bank-to-bank payments such as ours, all sort of trending in the right direction, and definitely a push from Bank Negara to bring this forward, by, as an example, lowering MDR rates to make it more affordable for businesses to utilize cashless payments. I think what I would say about that, though, is that, although there is that push, there was never, adoption was still, at least for some industries, relatively slow. And I'll give you an example here. Take B2B payments, invoice payments. A lot of businesses or traditional businesses in Malaysia still, want to deal in cash, or, more often want to deal in check, and solutions such as ours where, for example, you could automate the process of collecting or paying an invoice payment. Stuff like that was a nice to have thing, but never really considered essential. It was, I've got my own practices now, let me just stick to that. Now with the MCO and the global lockdown for that measure, you can't collect manual payments anymore. You can't do a point of sale transaction, obviously, because people can't see each other, and in the case of checks, which is the majority of B2B payments, I can't get directors to sign off on it. So, for many companies, they either can't collect or they can't pay. And what is the solution to all of that? Digital. So for us, we've seen on our side an acceleration of this. You know, many businesses coming back to us in the B2B space as well as the B2C space, you know, asking what we do and how we can help. And I think the longer term view on all of this is that, you know, digital is no longer a nice to have thing. You know, digital payments no longer a nice to have thing. Digital payments is the only way to do things. And I think that really is a long term view, which has definitely been accelerated by the MCO.
So over the past few years, we've seen a huge shift in many societies going cashless. What are the benefits of this system and why do you think it's the future? Like what are its pitfalls?
So yeah, there is a huge push globally to go cashless. I think, you know, this is a worldwide thing now. Central banks all across the world, Bank Negara included, are pushing, you know, for you know, consumers as well as businesses to go cashless. And having policy to accommodate that. I'm obviously biased. You know, I'm 28 years old, started up a fintech company. So, of course, you know, I think the benefits far outweigh the cons. But sort of we work through this, you know, what are the benefits? What are the cons? So obviously the obvious benefits, you know, is the ease of transacting, you know, whether that's international or domestic. I think the MCO period has really sort of shone a spotlight on this, that you just can't be taking manual payments anymore. You know, less fraud, money laundering as a result of these digital transactions. The data you can get from that, you know, as an example, can be used better for making credit scoring or risk assessments. And obviously, you know, lower admin and the cost associated with dealing with, you know, manual payments such as cash, checks, etc. And I think, you know, another important thing to note is, you know, more businesses are becoming internet businesses or subscription businesses where, you know, quite frankly, you just can't pay with cash. So I think those are important points to note. Obviously, the cons are, I mentioned data. That is a con. You know, who now controls your data, particularly when it's, you know, financial data and payments data, which is very sensitive. So, you know, I think, you know, when we take fintech, you know, a lot of companies sort of are tech fin, you know, tech first, fin later. And maybe that's not the best way to look at it. You know, what banks are very good at, maybe not the tech part, but, you know, they're great financial institutions. They're great at managing money. And you sort of have that security that goes along with it. Whether you get that from a tech company is still to be seen. You know, a great example is Facebook, you know, entering the payments realm or the banking realm. You know, how much would you trust Facebook to handle your money? So I think that is an obvious con. Obviously, other technology-related problems such as security. You know, I think maybe an analogy for all of this is Zoom. You know, Zoom grew rapidly over this MCO period. You know, have a great product, but often stuff such as security is put to the wayside in order to grow. You know, tech businesses obviously, or at least often have, you know, shareholders who demand growth. And as such, you know, metrics showing growth as opposed to security metrics often prioritized. So I think that's another thing to bear in mind. And maybe one more thing, which I know some companies are addressing, is that of, you know, if you don't have a bank account, how do you access this? You know, and I know there's a lot of discussion about the unbanked and a lot of solutions out there to approach that, you know, but I think certain things, you know, such as the unbanked sort of internet connectivity, et cetera, can't be overlooked when discussing about sort of the pitfalls of going cashless. Do I think it is the future? Absolutely. I don't think, you know, this COVID-19 situation across the globe has never, it's really put, you know, going cashless under the spotlight. And I think there has never been a stronger argument for it than it's sort of what we've experienced over the last month or two to go cashless.
So now would be a good time for SMEs to go cashless then, Zach. Why?
So I think you may have guessed my answer to this question about whether it's a good time for SMEs to go cashless from my previous answers. But yeah, there's never been a better time for an SME to go cashless. You know, and like I said earlier, COVID-19 has really shone a spotlight that if you can't collect payments. If you can only collect payments by cash, then you basically can't collect payments, particularly in a time like this. And I think, you know, as we start to move forward post-lockdown, and sort of the post-MCO world, the post-COVID-19 world, you know, more and more businesses are starting to go digital. You know, digital is no longer a nice to have or something that is on our roadmap. I think it will only become the only way of doing things. You know, less face-to-face interaction as a result of sort of what will come out of COVID-19. I think, you know, just as a result of that, you know, you've got to start thinking as a digital-only business. And if you don't have that capability, at least offering, you know, some sort of digital offering. I think it's really become crucial to do that. And, you know, if you are doing that, payments is part of that jigsaw. So is it a good time for SMEs to start going cashless? I think there's never been a better time. And, you know, I really say that from a point of necessity. You know, it's digital only now. Never been a better time.
Finally, Zach, how would micro SMEs be incorporated into your platform? How could they make that work? And what about the unbanked?
So as part of our value proposition, you know, we serve businesses of all shapes and sizes. You know, whether you are a micro SME or whether you are a large enterprise. And I think this is a fundamental shift in terms of what we do to what was previously offered, particularly from a direct debit standpoint. You know, banks generally don't tend to serve SMEs, will definitely not serve micro SMEs for a number of reasons. You know, it's too expensive for them to go down to that cost base. And generally speaking, providing the level of customization and user experience, they just can't do that, you know? And that's why, you know, they're great at serving large enterprises. You know, we work with the full spectrum, micro SME to SME, et cetera. And have a number of different ways we work with them. But take a micro SME as an example. You know, we provide a very simple dashboard that, you know, you can just access. It sort of looks like Google. You know, in terms of signing people up, collecting payments, it all is done very easily and can also be done in an automated way. You know, one example we always speak about, you know, amongst the team is, you know, a good example of this would be take a pool cleaner, you know, who has recurring customers, goes around to people's pools and cleans them. And imagine you could integrate this into, you know, an accounting system for micro SMEs. And rather than sort of dealing with all those finances, all that admin work, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera, you know, through our tech solution, working with our partners, you could have a completely automated system that means that when I go to clean someone's pool, I could subsequently collect payments from them in an automated manner. And subsequently, I could do this for all my clients. So I think, you know, in terms of the micro SME sector, we definitely serve that. We provide a solution that's really easy to use and something, quite frankly, a bank could never serve them. From that perspective, you know, micro SMEs, and we've got a number working with us as well. From the unbanked population, obviously, we would never sell directly to the unbanked or sort of to the consumer. We're a B2B company, although our product is B2B2C as well as B2B2B. In that case, because we work through the banking network, generally speaking, we need businesses as well as consumers to have bank accounts. But what we do find is that, particularly in Malaysia, banking penetration is very, very high. You know, we're looking at amongst the adult population, over 85%. So from that perspective, you know, although we can't serve the unbanked, what I would say about it is that the majority of Malaysians are banked and as such can use our particular service.
That was Zach Liu, co-founder and CEO of Curlec, speaking to us earlier about going cashless and what Curlec has to offer. We'll be hearing more from our SMEs just after these few messages. Stay tuned. You're listening to Enterprise here on BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.